In this episode of Startups for the Rest of Us, Rob and I are going to be talking about podcasts for startup founders. This is Startups for the Rest of Us, episode 240. Welcome to Startups for the Rest of Us, the podcast that helps developers, designers, and entrepreneurs be awesome in launching software products, whether you've built your first product or you're just thinking about it. I'm Mike.
And I'm Rob.
And we're here to share our experiences to help you avoid the same mistakes we've made. What's going on this week, Rob?
MicroConf Europe tickets are on sale. Feels great. Go to microconfeurope.com if you're interested in hanging out with us for a few days in Barcelona at the end of August.
I am so looking forward to that.
I am too. It's going to be fun. It's going to be sunny and it's right on the water. I've heard it's a pretty amazing city. So we're planning our annual month in Europe again. So we'll be leaving around the 1st of August and going to France for a couple weeks with Sherry and the kids. And then we'll be heading down to Spain for about the latter half of August. And I'll meet up with you guys in Barcelona for the conference.
Very cool.
How about you? Are you going to do any sightseeing when you're in Barcelona?
I don't know. I'm still trying to work that out with the wife to figure out whether or not she can make it or not. Like right now, the answer is no, she probably can't, just because it's right around the time that the school starts for the kids and we really can't. I mean, we could probably pull them out, but it's just a matter of like how long would we be able to pull them out? And plus, she's got a fitness studio that she runs. So it's a little bit harder for her to get away for an extended period of time just because she has clients who come see her every week. So we're still trying to figure out exactly what we're going to do or if she's going to be able to make it at all.
Sure. Well, hey, so you and I did our first, I guess we'll call it a Q&A webinar inside Founder Cafe yesterday, right? So in the past, we've done conference calls inside Micropreneur Academy and Founder Cafe, and we wanted to try out more of a visual format. And so you and I did Google Hangout, and then we had chat role there. And so all the members of micropreneur.com and Founder Cafe were able to ask questions. We took a bunch of questions in advance and talked it through it. I have to admit, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think it worked really well. It's funny because I hadn't really considered the dynamics of using something like Google Hangouts and chat role versus the conference calls. And my impression, or at least my belief early on, had been that, oh, the conference calls are going to be more interactive because everybody can talk to each other. But it never really seemed like that was the case. And I don't think the attendance ever really got to the levels that we really wanted to when we were doing the conference calls. And I think part of that is just because if it's a conference call, people have to get on the phone in order to make the call, and they can use Skype, but it's a little bit difficult to do that versus something like what we just did, where people can be in a chat room at their computer and just listening on their headphones and streaming it. And that works so much better for somebody who's maybe sitting in an office or sitting in a co-working space or whatever, and being able to participate without having to actively be on a phone call.
Exactly. And it was kind of like a live Startups for the Rest of Us Q&A episode. I spent time prepping and thinking about it like I would an episode. And it was cool that you and I could discuss these questions that were coming from Founder Cafe members. And then folks were able to ask questions live right there in the chat for kind of confirmation or for maybe clarification on points that we were making as we were talking about them.
My initial impression was that going into it was that it was going to be more like a podcast, only it was video, so there was going to be no editing. So try not to screw up too bad.
Yeah, indeed. I know we are used to the editing. How about you? What's been going on?
Well, this past week, I visited a co-working space over in Worcester. I did that on Friday morning, and I spent a couple of hours working there, but my laptop really wasn't set up for me to be working remotely because I haven't traveled for work probably close to a year at this point. So it was a little bit of a challenge just because I don't do a lot of work on my laptop anymore. So there was a lot of stuff that just wasn't there or wasn't set up. So it was kind of a pain in the neck. I ended up calling it quits after about 2 or 3 hours and just came back to my home office and worked from there for the rest of the day. But I spent earlier today kind of wasting a bunch of time getting all of my data moved out of SugarSync and into Dropbox so that I can kind of work remotely a little bit better. I think my laptop's in a little bit of better position right now, but I'm going to try it out for a couple of months this summer, mainly because the kids are home and I moved my office to another place in the house. So I know that they're probably going to be interrupting me a little bit more this coming summer than they have in the past. So it's going to be a nice little experiment to try out and see if a co-working space will work out. And there are some software developers there, so that's kind of nice to see as well.
That is nice. Yeah, it's good to be around the energy of other folks working. We've talked about it in a few episodes of just being able to get out of your house, whether your kids are there or not. It's nice to have the change up. It creates more creative energy and stuff like that. Before we dive into podcasts, my last update is that I'm starting to gear up for some drip webinars. We are getting that part of the funnel going. We have a bunch of kind of flywheels running right now with content marketing on the blog and word of mouth and referral programs and all that stuff. And so we're getting decent flow of incoming trials, and I'm looking at taking the next step and increasing those, stair-stepping up my trial count, if you will. And so we're going to be starting a whole series of webinars on different topics around marketing automation. So keep your eyes peeled. If you're interested in stuff about marketing automation or email marketing, come to getdrip.com and you can sign up for the list there. And we'll be letting folks on that list know when we launch.
Cool. So what's on the agenda for today?
Today
podcast, right?
Indeed it is. For startup founders specifically, we last discussed this topic 2.5 years ago. It was episode 104, came out in November of 2012. At this point, I subscribed to 47 podcasts. And what I wanted to do is narrow it down to kind of my top 20 recommended podcasts for startup founders. And as we did in the episode a few years ago, we're going to classify them. We have tactical, we have motivational, we have entertainment, and we have exposure to new thoughts and ideas. So those are kind of the four categories. And some podcasts fall into multiple categories. Like if you think about Mixergy, it's both tactical and motivational. I would tend to think of our podcast here as a similar thing. What was interesting is I started with the list that we had 2.5 years ago and shocked by the number of podcasts that are just no longer around or that became so infrequent that I unsubscribed from them. It was maybe 50, 60% of them were just gone.
That's kind of crazy. I've heard from a lot of people that it's surprising how long startups the rest of us has stuck around and how we're still going after 5 years. So.
Well, yeah, I think the average lifetime of a podcast must be, I mean, I'm sure if you take all podcasts and you averaged it, it's probably like 2 months because there's so many podcasts that do 3 or 4 episodes and then die. But even with things that make it past the first few months, I don't think it's much more than a year or two that most podcasts that I listen to last, which tends to be a bummer if it's stuff that I really enjoy.
If it's coming out every week, that's still like 50 episodes.
That's true.
So if you're talking a half hour episode, I mean, that's still 25 hours worth of content.
Right.
It's surprising, but it's not. I mean, I kind of lose a sense of time after a while. So I don't know. I think it's the kids eating away my brain.
Sure, indeed. And so this time, since I wanted to narrow it down to kind of a tighter list of 20, there are several podcasts that I do listen to. Obviously, there's another 27 that aren't on this list. And there are shows like The Daily Tech News Show with Tom Merritt that I really enjoy. Tim Ferriss' show is pretty good. He interviews folks. I really like 99% Invisible and Planet Money. And even Dan Carlin's Hardcore History. But since those aren't super startup specific, and I don't necessarily think it's going to help you expand your mind or push you forward in your startup, we left them off for today, but I did want to give them kind of an honorable mention.
So I have a question for you here, because you said you have 47 podcasts that you're subscribed to. I'm subscribed to 21 and I can't keep up with them. So
right.
I think we should talk about this for a couple minutes. Like, how is it that you are able to go through those? And what's your process for filtering some of these out? We'll talk about this for a second and then I'll let you know what I do, but I want to hear how you do this.
Sure. Yeah. So there's a couple things that I do. One, I listen to everything on 1.5 speed, sometimes 2 speed, but most often 1.5. So I can burn through a 30-minute show in 20 minutes. So twice a week, I have a 15-minute drive to my office where I also drop my son off at his school. And I can take care of a couple of podcasts during that time because I typically skip intros. I typically end before the outro starts. So you might get another minute or two off of the podcast. I also filter fairly heavily where if I see an episode come up that is about something that I'm not doing right now, I will delete it. There's a lot of interview shows that interview folks maybe about social media or Facebook ads or how to do something on Instagram or how to do something on YouTube. And since we're not doing YouTube ads right now, I just won't listen to that episode. And the one other thing I do is, let's say I'm going to go travel. From the time that I step into my car and leave my house, I have an earbud in. So I drive to the airport with an earbud in. I get out, I check in, I go through security, all with an earbud in. I wait. And I get on the plane, and on the plane, maybe I'll watch a movie, but if I'm going to try to sleep, typically I'll listen to a podcast. So there's like hours on both ends of a flight, as an example. I can churn through 30 podcast episodes. As long as I delete some, I'll skip a few, I'll skip around, that kind of stuff. I also have an earbud in when I'm making breakfast in the morning. I have one when I'm making dinner in the evening, when I'm doing dishes, when I'm out doing yard work, when I'm taking out the trash. Like most of my off time when I'm not with my kids and when I'm kind of doing manual tasks, even if it's like 5 minutes of manual tasks, I can crank through stuff. So that's kind of my process. How about you?
I don't do it nearly to that extent. So it's just to be clear on this, do you have one earbud in or two?
One.
Okay. So you're kind of half listening to the episode and just like you're also kind of watching what's going on around you, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm fully listening to the episode just because it's in one ear. I can fully hear it, but I have the other one in case some kids start screaming in the other room that I can hear them. But I'm not like listening while I'm talking to my kids or while I'm watching TV. I'm not multitasking in that respect. I'm multitasking the podcast with doing the dishes, which isn't, since it's so manual, it's not like it's taking any mental energy.
Got it. I kind of get that. I mean, we have a dishwasher, so I don't really bother with that kind of stuff.
We do too. I just mean like cleaning up, clearing the table, wiping the, I mean, it's 10 minutes to kind of get everything clear. And there's certain things we hand wash because we have really nice knives.
So you're exaggerating the level of dishes that you do is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. I always do that. Don't you do that? Don't you tell your wife you do an hour of dishes a night?
No, I can't get away with that. Yeah, I mean, I use Cast, so I get the ability to listen to podcasts at a higher speed. And you can set it at like these in-between stages, so like 1.5 or 1.7 or 1.8 speed. Some podcasts I can listen to at close to 2.0 or even some of them a little bit over. And then there's other ones I have to do at like 1.6 or 1.7. It kind of depends on which podcast. But other than that, I mean, I just listen in the car when I'm traveling different places, but I try to avoid when I'm sitting down at my desk and doing work. But other than that, I really don't get too many opportunities except when I'm mowing the lawn or something like that or weed whacking out on the back hill.
Those are the times when
I get to do that.
Sure. Yeah, I never listen when I'm working because I can't. Because then you background it, right? You're not actually listening to it.
Right, yeah, right.
I wouldn't do that.
Got it.
The other thing to keep in mind is although I have 47 of them, many of them are, I think there's only one that's once a day. There's a handful that are once a week. And then there's a bunch that are like once a month. I mean, that just kind of naturally happens. So they're not necessarily things that are spitting out episodes all the time.
Yeah. See, what I did is I set up a couple of different what are called episode filters inside of my podcast app. And one of them is like my top podcasts. So anything that I will listen to just about every single episode goes in there. And then everything else goes all into like the unplayed area where if I get a chance to listen to it, I will. And then there's certain podcasts where I will basically just kind of make an arbitrary decision that says, if this gets to have a queue of more than 10, just start deleting old episodes. Because if I haven't gotten to it, then I'm probably not going to at any time in the near future. And at that point, it becomes the list of things for me to do. Mm-hmm. And it's, I just don't want to do that. It's like, I don't need more things to do. So just get rid of it.
No, I think that's a nice filtering scheme. That's actually really good.
So it seems to work for me. I mean, at one point before I did that, I had, I don't know, it was like 200 different podcast episodes and it wasn't working for me.
Yeah. Once you get to that point, it's ridiculous. You're just not keeping up. It's like having 50 articles in your read later queue. It's like, you're never going to get to those. You're just creating work for yourself.
Yeah.
Cool. So let's dive into these. So we have our classifications of tactical, motivational, entertainment, and exposure. And then I also have categories of like bootstrapping, mastermind, startup interview, that kind of stuff. The first podcast, and this is in alphabetical order within the category, so it's no particular order. The first one is Bootstrapped Web. It's with Jordan Gall and Brian Castle. And we classify this one as motivational and tactical. The podcast started out with just Brian, and he later brought Jordan on. And that's when I think they really kind of hit their stride. It has a similar format to ours. They do some updates on products. They do interviews every now and then. And they often have like tactical things that they're sharing about what they're doing. So I'm a fan. I've been listening to this for quite some time.
The next one on the list is Bootstrapped with Kids. And this is with Scott Yule and Breck Palumbo. And Breck is kind of traveling the country right now in an Airstream, I believe it is. I know he'll like the shout out for that.
His trailer.
Yeah. Well, however you want to put it. But he's basically traveling the country. And Scott has recently acquired, I don't know how recently is recently, but he acquired Blackfin Media, which is a web development firm. So the two of them talk about how they're bootstrapping their businesses and running it with kids and a lot of the different business challenges that they come across. And some of it, I don't know, I think I'd throw a little bit more entertainment into this one as well, because they're pretty entertaining to listen to. But you get a lot of motivation and a few tactics here and there in the podcast.
Next one, I actually just started listening to about a week ago. It's called Founder's Journey, and it's by Josh Pigford of Baremetrics. And it's essentially Josh talking through the blog posts that he releases on the Baremetrics blog. I typically do not like single-person podcasts, but this one has been an exception. He does a pretty good job of keeping the episode short. And since he's pretty funny and entertaining to talk to, the podcast just kind of feels like you're hanging out with him. And what I like is that I don't tend to read blogs very much anymore. And I feel like I do miss out on some good information, especially the Baremetrics blog where Josh blogs, some solid stuff there. And so it's my way of being able to kind of consume his content via audio.
The next one on the list is Product People, and that one's run by Justin Jackson, and you can find that over at productpeople.tv. And this one, I don't want to say it's fallen off the wagon or anything, but it definitely comes out a lot less frequently than it has in the past. So last year, I think it was going pretty strong, and Justin's kind of shifted his focus a little bit over into some other things that he's been working on this year. So buildandlaunch.net, I believe, is the website where he's doing a lot of his work now. But Product People came out with another episode last month, and it looks like he might be doing some more stuff with it, but I'm not real sure. It is a pretty solid podcast, and he has a lot of different guests on there talking about various things, talks about the different things that he's working on. I like Justin's take on a lot of things because he has much more the mind of an internet marketer than he does a developer. So he has a lot of insights and good case studies and things like that that most developers are probably not going to see. And Justin's able to kind of put them out there as things that people can try and present them in a way that developers don't see them as slimy or skeevy.
I should take this time to point out that there are some podcasts that I didn't put on this list because they are so infrequent. I mean, there are some solid podcasts, but if they come out every 2 months, I didn't feel like it was applicable to this list. And Product People, I think, just made the cut on that because you're right. He has put out one about every month for a little while. I think if he drifts off, I would probably remove it from this list if we revise. But if he keeps going, he can stay on this list. The other thing I wanted to say, and I meant to say this at the beginning, is the reason that I do listen to so many podcasts is because I need new stimulation and new ideas for all of the stuff that I'm doing. It's both for the marketing that I'm doing on all of my apps, and it's for the content that I create. Now I have Startups for the Rest of Us with you. I'm writing talks. I'm working on revising my book, and I have the Zen Founder podcast. And in order to be able to put out new stuff and new thoughts, I have to constantly have this incoming exposure to new ideas, and it really helps me be able to create content that isn't redundant and isn't kind of stuck in the mud. I find that when I don't consume new media for a long time, my thought patterns become the same thing, and I'm saying the same thing over and over. So I just wanted to throw that in here because I forgot to put it at the beginning. Next podcast is Rogue Startups. It's Dave Rodenbaugh and Craig Hewitt. I've classified this under motivational and tactical, and it's also a similar format to Startups for the Rest of Us. It's two guys chatting about their projects and doing an interview here and there and being fairly tactical along the way.
It seems odd to mention our own startup in here, but it is in alphabetical order. So Startups for the Rest of Us is next on the list. And hopefully you've been with us for a while, but we've gone past 5 years at this point. So I don't know whether that makes us old timers or just experts in this particular arena, but I lean more towards old timers, I think.
Indeed. Speaking of old timers, Tropical MBA podcast, it's been around, I think, maybe a little longer than ours.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think they've been around just as long, if not longer, because it used to be called something else.
Lifestyle Business Podcast.
Yep.
And then they merged with Tropical Talk Radio. They had two podcasts. What I like about Dan and Ian, the hosts here, is that they're all about bootstrapping like us, but it's not necessarily limited to software. And so they have folks in their audience who talk about info products and e-commerce and productized consulting and all kinds of stuff. And their hook, what brings everybody together, is being a digital nomad, right? So it's getting location independence and being able to travel the world. So there's a nice mix of new thoughts and experiences on that podcast. I've been a fan for a long time.
And the last one in our bootstrapping category is Zen Founder. And this is one that you run with your wife, Sherry. And I listen to this, and it's funny because I hear a lot of people who are not necessarily in the tech space that are listening to Zen Founder as well. So like my wife listens to it, for example, and a couple of her friends that she knows listens to it as well. So it's just, it's interesting to see that it kind of goes beyond just the founders aspect. It's also kind of people who are related in some way to founders or who relate to them in some way. family. So spouses, significant others, things like that. And I like listening to this podcast because it definitely gives you a different perspective on the things that are going on and making sure that you're staying mentally healthy while you are working on all of the different things and making sure that you're giving other people in your life the things that they need to thrive is definitely helpful because it gives you that outside perspective that if you're so focused on your own activities, you might not necessarily think about. And it's important to keep those people involved and keep them happy as well as yourself.
Yeah, that's been a pleasant surprise. We find that a lot of founders are listening to it with their spouse. There are several reviews and comments in iTunes that say, this is the only podcast I listen to. I'm the wife of a founder. I'm the wife of an aspiring founder. And here are my thoughts. So it's kind of cool. And we also keep hearing the comment, it's good to hear that there are other people out there going through the same stuff that we are. It's like no one has been talking about the specific topic like this, startup, family, and life, kind of putting it all in perspective. For our next category, we have what I've called a mastermind podcast. And these are basically podcasts that allow you to peer in on a couple of people bootstrapping something. And again, in alphabetical order, the first one's called Entreprogrammers. And there are typically four or five folks in this one. So you might need to listen to it a few times to get your bearings. It's a long podcast. It's about 2 hours per episode and it comes out every week or so. So it's one that you're either committed to or you're not, but definitely want to mention it because it's in my podcast list. But I've kind of classified it under M, which is motivational. And the other two are Nights and Weekends, which is Craig Hewitt and Ken Wallace. And they're both Founder Cafe members. And then there's Zero to Scale with Greg Hickman and Justin McGill. Zero to Scale, I just started listening to 3 or 4 episodes ago, and it's solid. I mean, it's polished. It's well put together. Fairly short episodes. They've interviewed some pretty cool people. Definitely recommended. And then Nights and Weekends, I enjoy being able to peer in on what Craig and Ken Wallace are doing. Ken Wallace is doing Mastermind Jam, which you've mentioned here several times. And Craig is doing Podcast Motor, which is a productized service we've also mentioned. So these are neat if you want to kind of travel through the journey with someone else. I mean, they're definitely more motivational. There's a little bit of tactics thrown in, but it's kind of hearing what someone else is trying and what's working and hearing what's going on in their mind. I think it's that whole thing of like, there's someone else out there doing what I'm doing. And it's nice to hear that.
So the next category is startup interviews. And I think the one that should probably be at the top of this list is Mixergy, just because it's been so prolific in interviewing founders and people who are in startups or building their own businesses. And Andrew Warner spoke at the first MicroConf, and his talk was basically about all the different interviews that he had run through to that point. And obviously this is 4 or 5 years later, and he's still going strong. And he's got a massive community that he's put together, mainly because of the fact that he's been interviewing all of these founders, and founders are listening in to hear stories of other founders and what they're going through and how they overcame different challenges. So some of the different interviews that Andrew has done, they're really just fascinating because he doesn't pull any punches. He really just dives straight into the things that people want to hear about. And he's not going to shy away from questions that other people wouldn't ask.
Next one is called The Rocket Ship. And I put this under motivational and tactical. What I like about The Rocket Ship is it's an interview podcast with three hosts, and they keep it very short. It's between 20 and 25 minutes. So they typically tackle a single topic. They have a short intro, and then they interview something about an area of expertise for them. So this one's definitely been in my podcast feed for the last year or two.
Next, we have Seth Godin's Startup School. And this is another one I think that we made sure that we put it on the list, partially because it's so good. The fact is that when Seth put this out there, it was intended to be something that ran through a series of episodes and then stopped. So it wasn't as if they decided to run a bunch of episodes and then got bored or weren't sure what to do with it. It was intended to end at some point. But if you go through and listen to the Startup School podcast, it is extremely good. And Seth has some extremely insightful things that he says talking to different founders who are going through the Startup School, and brings out some, I'd say, some pretty brilliant points along the way. So it's definitely worth listening to, probably at less than 1.5 speed, because you're probably going to want to take a lot of notes when you're going through it.
Our next one is called Startup. It's by Alex Bloomberg, who used to work for This American Life and then also worked on Planet Money. I mean, I like this podcast purely for entertainment. I've classified it under entertainment. What I don't like about it is it's only presenting the use case of raising a bunch of funding, right? It's the same funding meme that we hear everywhere else, but it's so exquisitely produced and the stories are amazing. The first season of Startup followed Alex as he started up his podcasting company called Gimlet. The second season follows a Y Combinator company that raised funding to start essentially a dating mobile app/website. And it's just entertaining every time. So I recommend it if you want to kind of hear inside a funded startup trying to get off the ground. If that doesn't particularly appeal to you, then you may want to skip this one.
And rounding out this list is This Week in Startups by Jason Calcanis. And I think this one's interesting partially because it's been on for so long, but also because Jason has a knack for getting in front of founders or getting founders on the show who you might not have heard of or you have heard of and you want to hear more about them. So generally, he's able to get in front of some pretty famous people. I've heard, for example, Tim Ferriss has been on there before and just loads of other founders from various companies. And because he funds a bunch of different companies, he works in the VC area, this might not necessarily be appealing to you just because many of the people that he talks to are venture funded or angel funded. So if you're looking for actionable bootstrap tips, you're probably not going to find them nearly as much. But if you're looking for not necessarily the next big idea, but things where you can look ahead out to people for inspiration about how do you grow a company and get it extremely large, he's talking to the founders who are doing it today.
Yeah, I've become a fan of This Week in Startup. So when I first listened to it, I thought Jason was a little overbearing and a little annoying, but pretty quickly I realized that the guy is super smart and he's committed to kind of being a journalist in this space where few other people are willing to say and do the things he is. So I've come to like his interviewing style and really respect him as a startup journalist and as a startup founder now. He's founded several media startups. He's been kicked in the teeth a few times, and he's the first one to say that. And I appreciate kind of his honest appraisal of situations, whether it's his own situation or of external things, you know, like that Facebook or Google are doing. Like he doesn't hold back. And I think I appreciate that as kind of a fresh voice in the space. I use this more to stay up to date on kind of startup news and also some tech news and to hear other folks bandy this stuff about. But it's like you said, you're not going to pick up tactics to help you grow your startup from here. Next category is online marketing. And what's interesting is a couple years ago, this one had 6 or 8 podcasts in it. It only has 2 now. A lot of those have shut down or I've stopped listening to them. Really, the only 2 podcasts that I have in online marketing are The Art of Paid Traffic, which is ultra tactical, and Conversion Cast, which is Lead Pages podcast. It's also ultra tactical. And if you want some tactical, in-depth looks at how to market a startup, and not even a startup, just how to do online marketing well, these are the only 2 podcasts I listen to really in this genre anymore.
I started listening to Conversion Cast a while back, and then I stopped because it seemed like all they had on there was this fascinating story of somebody who did something that was incredibly great and was an overnight success, or at least it made it seem that way. It didn't feel like it gave enough details about how those journeys came about to make it useful.
Yeah, I can see that. I haven't listened to an episode in a week or two because they come up and they don't seem interesting or it doesn't seem like something I'm going to apply. I tend to skip them. I mean, that's how I do tactical podcasts. Again, if I'm not going to run Facebook ads next week or I'm not going to run YouTube retargeting, then I'll kind of file it away and say, when I do, I'm going to come back and listen. But I agree with you. It's a tough balance when you're being so ultra tactical. And I think that's one of the reasons that we try to not be so ultra tactical on this podcast because there's no story behind it. Often it doesn't resonate with people on a personal level. And if they're not using it right now, then it's not that interesting. And it also goes stale a few months down the road because tactics tend to change pretty frequently. And then finally, we have Business Paradigms. And there's only 2 podcasts in this area. And these are both categorized as exposure podcasts. So it's kind of exposing you to new business paradigms and new thought processes. The first one is A16Z. It's the Andreessen Horowitz podcast. And I have kind of a mixed relationship with this one. I listen to maybe every second or third episode. I find it captivating to hear really smart people, especially people who are betting hundreds of millions of dollars on tech, and they're talking about different spaces, about mobile or about Bitcoin or about SaaS and that kind of stuff. So I like to hear their thoughts on it. It is very high level and it's all about venture-funded stuff. The other one is Entrepreneurial Thought Leaders, and these are lectures, folks who come back to Stanford University, typically Stanford alum, who are talking in like a business class to Stanford students. And this one's similar. I'll listen to every maybe 3rd or 4th episode. It's a little longer. I don't often make it through the entire episode, but I do find that this at least keeps it on my radar of what are people talking about? What are people thinking about? It's interesting, smart people who are moving money around and kind of doing things in this tech space. This is how I keep my pulse on that without being too involved or trying to read Venture Voice and Mashable every day.
One podcast that is not on this list is the Calzumius podcast, and that's put together by Patrick McKenzie and Keith Perhack. And I'm not sure exactly where I would put this under. I think that it would probably be under bootstrapping. I like listening to the podcast. Every single time that there's a podcast episode out, I'll listen to it, but it comes out very infrequently. And I think that's probably the only bad thing I could possibly say about the podcast is that I wish there was more of it.
Yeah, and that's the only reason I didn't include it on this list, because it comes out every few months, I think. I had several like that that I enjoy when they come out, but I wanted to kind of give recommendations. Since I only had 20, I wanted to give recommendations of more recurring podcasts. If you have a podcast that you think should be added to this list, come to startupsfortherestofus.com, look for episode 240, and add it in the comments. If you have a question for us, you can call our voicemail number at 888-801-9690 or email us at questions@startupsfortherestofus.com. Our theme music is an excerpt from We're Out of Control by Moot, used under Creative Commons. Subscribe to us in iTunes by searching for Startups, and visit startupsfortherestofus.com for a full transcript of each episode. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.